Love.
Internet?
Yes.
That's okay. Hi,
Hello?
my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of cancer? I'm sorry to hear.
I had uterine cancer.
Uterine? Okay, what year were you diagnosed with that?
2022.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yeah,
okay. And I know you said you haven't gotten an attorney. Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And let's see. You said you were diagnosed in 22. What state are you currently in?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. So that is within the statute here. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor or facility?
Mercy West.
Mercy West. In what city?
Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Do you happen to remember the doctor's name or no? If not, no worries.
I can't think of the name.
Okay, no worries. I'll just put Mercy then. And then, let's see here. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. On average, do you know how many times you used it roughly in a year? Best to your knowledge?
Probably about 6.
6 times? Okay. And bear with me. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And were any other family members, loved ones also using hair relaxer and diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. And then what state did you use the product in, the hair relaxer?
Ohio.
Just Ohio, okay. And this is best to your knowledge, what year did you first start using hair relaxer?
It was in the, I want to say the 80s.
1980s?
Yes, it was in the 80s.
Okay.
Probably around 86.
86? Okay. And when's the last time you used hair relaxer? What year?
When I was diagnosed, I still was putting perms in my hair.
Okay. So have you used it this year?
21. No, oh, no, no, 21. Not this year.
Okay. So let me do that math real fast. 1980. So roughly 35 years total?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you were using it roughly six times per year, so I'm going to go ahead and put monthly on here. Were you using the hair relaxing treatments at home or at the salon or both?
In the 80s, I went to salons, starting in salons, but then I did home.
Okay. Do you happen to remember what salon you went to?
No.
No. Okay. And then where were you purchasing the hair relaxer from at the store?
Walgreens.
Okay. And you said you don't currently use any more hair relaxing products?
No.
Okay. And then which brand did you use?
I use Dark and Lovely. I use the African Pride one.
Dark and Lovely and African Pride?
Yeah, it's another one too.
African. There's also what we have on here is Motions, Organic Root Stimulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me. The olive
soft
oil.
And beautiful.
It was soft and beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, it happened after.
Okay. And let's see. What kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemo?
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Radiation.
And radiation. Do you know what year that was that you had that?
23.
Okay. And what was the, or was it Mercy West that you had treatment as well, or did you go to a different hospital?
No, I had treatment at Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
Cincinnati Children's Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. On Burnett Ave?
Yes, on Burnett Avenue.
Okay. And you said it was uterine cancer that you were diagnosed with?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then the spelling of your first name, it's A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E.
Correct.
And then last name, B-A-G-G-E-T-T.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your date of birth? 10/18/1978. Okay, and the email we have here is your first name, last name at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, and is the 513-470-8330 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
2081. North Peralta, Peralta Circle. Four, five, two. 11.
Is that apartment?
House.
Oh, okay. That zip code. What was the
4511.
What's the city?
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. Well, can you spell the street name for me once more? It was North, is it T
North
and Tom?
North T-E-R-A-L-T-A.
Okay, Lester. Sorry about that. Perfect. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer diagnosis, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, Mary.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
You said Mary, same last
yes.
name?
Yes.
Okay, and then relationship?
Mother.
Mother. And then her phone number?
513-476-6007.
Okay, perfect. Let me make sure nothing else is needed here. Okay, sorry, one moment here. And then lastly, for the medical record release forms, what is your social?
All right, I'm going to have to plan something.
Yes, there would be documents I send over to you. If you want to do the last four, that's fine.
3958.
3958.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.